album reviews, and community events. On that topic, Verse Like Water, the visiting poet program at Central Lakes College, welcomes Lee Young Lee, Wednesday, October 8th at noon in the Chalberg Theater on the Brainerd campus. Lee's poetry reading will be followed by a book signing and informal talk at 1:30. Keep it right here on listener-supported KAXE, Hour 2 of American Roots.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Watch me water. With crossover dreams, migration, and changes in Latin music and culture. Watch me water. Our conversation coming up with the leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, Oscar Hernandez, who grew up in the South Bronx, surrounded by New York's greatest Latin musicians.
I started playing professionally at the age of 16. At that time, there was an incredible, incredible scene in New York City. There were clubs everywhere. We used to literally work 7 times a week and sometimes twice and 3 times on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Orchestra leader Oscar Hernandez. We'll also sit in on a live studio session in San Antonio with accordionist Eva Ibarra, plus Latin sounds with Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo, Lydia Mendoza, and Freddie Fender. Vamos con la música. This tune by Tito Puente was later played to a world audience by Latin rock musician Santana. Here from the 1971 LP Abraxas, Oye Como Va on American Roots.
comela, comela.
Spanish Grease, a 1965 tune from the late Afro-Cuban jazz man Willie Bobo, who grew up in Spanish Harlem and helped translate for his musical mentor, Mongo Santa Maria. Bobo also played with Tito Puente, George Shearing, and Cal Jader before getting on his own, a great hero of the New York City Latin scene. This is American Roots. Some years ago, we headed down the road to Kensington, North Philadelphia, the heart of the city's Latino community.
Sonido diferente.
The late Jesse Bermudez hosted a weekly show on MEGA 1310 AM. Bermudez was a longtime musical activist. He founded AMLA, the Association de Músicos Latinoamericanos, to promote Latin music in Philadelphia. He called his radio show Sonido Diferente.
Different sound. Well, the idea of the concept of the different sound was nobody was playing our local artists. So the different sound that you're going to hear now is us.
Seguiré buscando ahora.
Aquí en Sonido Diferente.
En vivo aquí en Centro Musical en el 464 West Lehigh Avenue.
Bueno, quiero decirte.
The radio show mixes music, much of it from local groups, and interviews with politicians, fire department leaders, and musicians. The program is taped live in a record store called El Centro Musical, the musical center. Ray Gonzalez works behind the counter.
Salsa, merengue, bachata, the big seller now is reggaeton. That's like the Spanish hip-hop, reggae versions of that genre. And that's pretty much it. Mexican music, a little bit of everything.
And is this a family business?
Yes, yes, it is. My grandfather started it. My dad took it over. Now it's myself and my sister here.
How many years?
40-some-odd years, 46 years.
That's a lot of years, yeah. On selling the grooves.
Trying.
Well, people really need and want their music. They stay in touch?
Yes. Yes, they do. They definitely do. They know how to hit us up. They know our phone numbers. I mean, it's family, yeah.
The store also sells musical instruments. And in the back, there's a music lesson going on. Johnny Cruz is teaching a young student how to play the cuatro, a 10-stringed cousin of the guitar that's native to Puerto Rico.
It's cultural, it's tradition, it's part of Puerto Rico that it keeps living on, you know, and pass it on to the new generations, you know. This is the heart of the barrio concerning to the music, because all the musicians gather here, people, you know, my politician gather here, and we all, you know, like a big family over here, you know. So this is something that it's been established for so many years, and they always have music outside, so the music goes on and live on, you know, day by day.
Cuatro teacher Johnny Cruz at El Centro Musical in North Philly with Jesse Bermudez and his radio show Sonido Diferente here on American Roots. So much of the evolution of Latin popular music in the U.S. is tied to jazz. And one of the great moments in Latin jazz is bebop trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie joining forces in New York with Cuban conga player Chano Pozo. The Cuban bebop sound called Cubop on a 1947 recording, Manteca.
Manteca.
Thank you.
The great salsa sound of trombonist Willie Colon, a native New Yorican, with Hector Lavoe singing La Banda on a famed 1973 session from Fania Records, run by Johnny Pacheco. Check out all the bad boy photos of Willie Colon on album covers over the years at Fania.com. And while you're doing that, we'll be back with Oscar Hernandez and his Spanish Harlem Orchestra when American Roots returns.
Green Cheese listeners know how important it is to support stations like KAXE KBXE.
Anyone who can, be sure to donate, because as all of us know, they listen to this Green Cheese and all the other programming on the stations. We really, really love it and don't want anything to happen to it. So it's really important to give what you can.
One thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to everybody out there. Radio is important when it's unique and it's interesting and it's local, and given your current funding situation, everybody out there should be doing something about that, no matter how little it is. If everybody did something, it makes a tremendous difference. Think about Saturday nights with no green cheese. That sounds terrible.
It would be so boring.
This is the queen, and I'm going to make an edict. All cheeses, get your checkbooks out and send in some money to our favorite station and show, and my check will be in the mail tomorrow.
Donate now at KAXE.org.
I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots, our program Crossover Dreams. The Spanish Harlem Orchestra has won 3 Grammy Awards over the years. For the orchestra's leader and pianist, Oscar Hernandez, tradition is the heart of the matter. He learned to mix Latin tradition with new sounds, playing with Ruben Blades, Ray Barreto, and others in New York's salsa scene. But it was in his neighborhood of the South Bronx where he first got into the music.
They make a big thing out of, you know, the South Bronx being a ghetto, but it was full of life. It was full of energy. You know, you'd hear the music of Tito Puente, Celia Cruz, Ray Barreto, Eddie Palmieri, Machito, Tito Rodriguez. Eddie Palmieri, he had a famous tool called Azúcar al Pati. He was in the forefront of what was happening in those days. I come from a family of 11, and I'm number 10.
Oh, Lord.
My oldest brother was the superintendent of where we lived, and I was taking trumpet at the local boys club, and I remember the teacher saying, oh, this kid's gonna be good. But after a year and a half, he said, you know what, maybe you should switch to piano, to sax, because I was having trouble with the physical armature of the trumpet. And lo and behold, it was like God says, you will have a piano. Somebody gave my brother a piano, and he put it in one of the rooms in the basement, and that's where it all started for me.
Working for Joey Pastrana and then Ismael Miranda, tell me a little bit about those early gigs that you had.
Joey Pastrana was actually my first professional experience. I started playing professionally at the age of 16. And after that, I went about a year and a half later to Ismael Miranda, who was the most popular singer of his day. They called him a niño bonito, a pretty boy. This was the early 70s, 71, 72, 73. At that time, there was an incredible, incredible scene in New York City. There were clubs everywhere. We used to literally work 7 times a week and sometimes twice and 3 times on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'd be alternating with Eddie Palmieri, Tipica 73, Ray Barreto. These were all top-notch musicians. So for me, it was an incredible training ground as a musician and as an upcoming pianist and aspiring arranger.
Let me ask you about Ray Barreto, the great percussionist, and you're working with him. How did that come about?
I think I must have been about 23 years old, and his pianist, for whatever reason, couldn't make an important concert. He called me, and we had a couple of rehearsals, and that was my beginning with Ray. It's like, you know, the jazz scene playing with Art Blakey or Duke Ellington or Count Basie. Ray was one of the most knowledgeable people of all styles of music. So not only was he an expert in Latin music, but he was an expert in jazz.
This Reconstruction album seems to be one that was important for the emergence of what people started to call salsa.
No doubt. Salsa, it was a term that wasn't coined until the 70s. It just, like, it was unstoppable. A lot of the old guard people didn't want no part of the term because it became a commercial term for the music.
Yeah, Tito Puente, I think, had some objections to that.
Yeah, he objected. He says, that, you know, it wasn't salsa before. All of a sudden, now they're calling it salsa. Because in those days, they would call it either mambo, song, guaguancó, guaracha, rumba. They had different terms for the different styles of music. It all became encompassed by one word. There's nothing bad about it, but I could see why, you know, people objected.
In this mix, this emerging mix into salsa and all these things, you've always cared about getting back to the roots. What was going on politically?
You had groups like, obviously, on the black side, the Black Panthers, but on the Latino side, you had the Young Lords in New York City, who were Latino activists and very much in the forefront of trying to get equal rights for Latinos. And as a young Latino, I was very much into trying to be proud of my culture, my heritage, find my identity within all that was happening around me. But I think the person that I became involved with later was very much a revolutionary with his lyrics, was Ruben Blades.
Le das un beso al espacio, al lado de la mejilla que ya no devuelve, o sí. Abres la puerta y bajas por la escalera de madera, saltando los escalones de dos en dos. Llegas a la calle. Ves al camión recogiendo la basura, aún está oscuro, pero huele a mañana, varón.
He was making very important statements with his music that Latinos felt, hey, we need this in this point in time.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. We're talking with the great arranger, pianist, band leader with the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, Oscar Hernandez. You've got Plena con Sabor on Unidos con Swing, and that's your arrangement. But what is a plena?
Plena is one of the most important rhythms of and the national rhythms of Puerto Rico. My parents are from Puerto Rico, and it's my little way of paying tribute to my culture.
So many of these songs, whether you know you or others have written them, seem to really speak to the life in the barrio One of your band members, Ray de la Paz, did the Un Gran Día en el Barrio, big day in the neighborhood. Well, I guess it's the takeoff on the old Harlem photograph, a great day. Mm-hmm. But it really speaks to sort of celebrating the neighborhood as neighborhood.
Well, no doubt about it. I look for songs that have a positive energy and a positive type of message.
Es un gran día lleno de sol, despierta el barrio con alegría. Está toda la gente mía gozando de lo mejor. En el verano mi vecindario se viste de mil colores. Y al compás de los tambores de los muchachos en la esquina, oigo un sonero cantando. Es un gran día en el barrio.
You bring out the bolero on Viva la Tradición CD. Why do the bolero at this point?
Well, if you're like me, you listen to that bolero and you just go like, oh, man, I mean, it's so beautiful. That was an incredible part of our rich tradition back in the day, man. Why do we need to forget about that? I choose to make it a point to let people hear this, and we'll play that live, and then people come to me with tears in their eyes. I don't need any more validation than that.
Todo canta al besarte a ti y al verte sonreír, logro al fin comprender, logro al fin comprender, logro al fin comprender qué cosa es el amor.
I'm doing the music that I feel from my heart. I'm fortunate and blessed that I can put out a record of music that I love. And it speaks to different people in different ways. It doesn't get any better than that.
Oscar Hernandez, pianist, composer, and leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. We'll stay in New York City for two very different Latin sounds. The first being a tune about Subway Joe. It's the boogaloo sound of Joe Bataan on American Roots.
Mr. Walt, you got
Fiesta Campesina, a country festival in big New York City. From Los Plaineros de la 21, the group plays the plena and bomba music of their native Puerto Rico. Lead vocalist there, Nelly Tanco. The cuatro played by Edgardo Miranda. Los Plaineros de la 21 is led by Juan Gutierrez. And by the way, 21 is a bus stop number 21 in San Juan, where the group first gathered to sing. Our travels take us back to Spanish Texas and the Southwest when American Roots returns.
Taking one more break from American Roots here on KAXE, we'll get you right back to more from Nick Spitzer. And coming up at 1 o'clock, Gil Odison hosting On the River here on KAXE, where support comes from Empty Bowls, fighting local hunger and building a stronger community with the Grand Rapids and Deer River Community Cafe. The event takes place Thursday, October 23rd at Timberlake Lodge from 11 to 2 and 4 to 7. Tickets include soup and a locally made ceramic bowl. More info on Facebook at Itasca Empty Bowls Project. Support also comes from the First State Bank of Big Fork with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device, Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com. Member FDIC. Now more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. The program is Crossover Dreams, about Latin music and culture in migration to the U.S., where much is creatively transformed and some traditions carry on. The corrido is a Mexican ballad that tells stories about tragedies, heroes, escapes, and life's perils. One of those perils is a bad economy. So it's timely to hear this Depression-era corrido about a man who crossed from his Mexican homeland to find work in San Antonio. He runs out of money and food to eat, singing, "I play my guitar, though my legs are shaking." He manages to state that all the money belongs to Rockefeller and Henry Ford. The duo Mendoza y Miranda, The Crisis, from 1932 on American Roots.
Señores, voy a cantar unos versitos que tengo de lo que nos va a pasar y lo que está sucediendo, pues me vine de mi tierra intentando trabajar. Llegué a San Antonio, Texas y no me pude quedar. Los fierros que yo traía se empezaron a acabar y por más que me movía no me pude colocar. La crisis, señor, la crisis, todos dicen al pasar, y a mí me asustan con eso, ni los quisiera escuchar. Lo que quiero es trabajar en lo que venga, y no me importa la crisis, si tengo la tripa llena. Ya no hay muchos matrimonios, pues la crisis no nos deja tener trabajo y dinero para mantener la vieja. Yo digo con los demás, pues que será bueno hacer. Mientras estamos pensando, no dejamos de comer. No se asusten, camaradas, por las tinieblas eternas, que yo toco mi guitarra, aunque me tiemblen las piernas. Todos buscamos dinero y le tenemos amor, pero el dinero lo tiene Roque Pela y el Ripor. Ya con esta me despido, todos han de dispensar, pues con eso de la crisis la vamos a terminar.
Quiera te de buscar. yo a pedirle perdón nada más por lo mucho que por mí lloró. Yo no puedo más verla sufrir, porque al verla también sufro yo. El deber de los dos es vivir y olvidar nuestra falta de amor. Si nos quisimos y nos queremos mucho más, nos besaremos nuestra falta de amor y volver a los cielos pedir bendición a ese grande creador.
Deber de los dos, the duty of us both. From the beloved singer and recording artist Lydia Mendoza, they called her the Lark of the Border. There in 1951 with the big sound of the Beto Villa Orchestra. Lydia Mendoza was born in 1916 in Houston to parents from Nuevo León, and they had fled the Mexican Revolution to come to the U.S. Before that, Baldomar Huerta from the Texas border town San Benito. He took the name of an electric guitar as Freddie Fender, the late great Tejano musician, with his Como un Errante, like a wanderer, searching not for work in tough times, but for love. We'll end our journey through the music of over a century of migration of Latino culture to the U.S. back in San Antonio, where we began. In San Antonio, most nights you can find conjunto musicians entertaining at cantinas across the city. With the accordion taking center stage, usually the player is a man. But one of the best accordionistas in town is a woman, Eva Ibarra. She started young, encouraged by her father and mother, who are both musicians. At Eva's first gig, she was so small she needed to stand on a fruit crate. Eva Ibarra can still be found performing around town, and we asked her to play us a few tunes with her band. Ami San Antonio, Señor Ibarra, it's beautiful there.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Tell me a little about the first time that you actually got up and played for an audience. How old were you and what was it like to do that?
I was 6 years old. They took me to restaurants and to dance halls, my parents. Mm-hmm. I remember one time we went to Arizona mm-hmm. to work on the fields, you know. There was a man that helped my parents a lot, and he heard me play the accordion, and he said, this girl, this little girl, when she's grown up, please, she's not made for working on the fields. And my parents, they took me to a restaurant in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And people, I remember they were crying, you know. And I told my parents, do they like the way I play? They said, you're young and they appreciate your music, you know, the way you're playing. And I thought they didn't like it.
Was anyone ever concerned that you, as a young girl and then a young woman, should be playing the accordion? Did people question that?
Well, they said this instrument was made just for men. But I don't think so, because it doesn't say here this is made for just for the... And I love the accordion. It's in my blood all over.
There's an awful lot of tragic lost love in many of these songs. The lovers, they part, and someone will never be happy till the end of their life. I mean, these are very dramatic songs.
It makes me cry, yeah. I cry sometimes, you know. It
seems like there's so many of them that you play. I wonder if there's something you could pick.
Yeah, we can play the style of mariachi Paloma Negra.
Paloma Negra, that would be the Black Dove. Could you tell us just a little about what's in it?
Ya me canso de llorar y no amanece.
Yeah, it starts off with ya me canso. I'm tired of crying and it's still dark. It hasn't, the sun hasn't come up yet. And, like, she's been crying all night.
Okay, la paloma negra.
Yo me canso de llorar y no amanece. Y ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezo. Tengo miedo de buscarte. Mira, te aseguro, tus amigos.
Oh, yeah. Evie Barra with Frank Vidales and Bajo Sexto and translations, plus the rest of her band, the song La Paloma Negra, bringing our travels in Latin sounds to a close. American Roots is produced with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University in New Orleans. Our team for this program included Maureen Loughran, Kauri Maayama, the late Bill Deputy, Lauren Callahan, Jason Saul, and Lydie Cook. Additional recording was provided by Davian Nelson in San Francisco and Keith Harder Studios in San Antonio. Special thanks to Dan Sheehy at Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, Deborah Kodish at the Philadelphia Folklore Project, Kathy Ragland, Joel Rose, Eugene Rodriguez, Ana Lopez, Mitze Ramos, Mac Dula at WMFE in Orlando, and Mike Worrell at KCSN in Northridge, California, and KSTX Texas Public Radio. American Roots is supported by Jim Hart and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation. You can find out more about American Roots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, AmericanRoots.org. Remember, we spell Roots, R-O-U-T-E-S. Our presenting station is WWNO-FM at the University of New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
This is Drew Miller from Boiled in Lead, urging you to support KAXE and KBXE. Community radio is a lifeline for culture, and these days it's under threat. If you enjoy it, you need to help pay for it, because nobody else is going to do it except for you. Please support KAXE and the Summer Pledge Drive.
Make a donation now by visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking the word donate, or text donate to 218-326-1234.